All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're doing the much asked topic of, okay, I know my scales. How do I make music out of them? I don't know what I'm doing. I've taught this many, many times in many different ways, and this is a very easy way to get started. The first thing is to realize that sort of eighth notes is like a basic unit of measurement. When you're playing, we happen to be in the key of F. We happen to be jamming. It was from like James Taylor, Carolina in my mind. But I'm just gonna take the first four chords of it, which for those of you who are curious, it's 2, 3, 4, like F, B flat, and then G minor and C. All right, but that's not important. The important thing is the rhythm. Why do we choose 120 beats per minute, which just happens to be? It's because the student I'm with, her comfort zone in playing eighth notes, to be able to play eighth notes would be 1 and 2. Now you don't have to play, but that would be the ultimate goal. But for now, we don't need to get, just as long as you're comfortable doing up and down picking at that speed. Let me hear a little bit of eighth notes, and you who are listening, play along with us, like 1, 2, 3, 4. So you're playing mostly slower notes, but occasionally an up and down eighth note. Let's hear it. 3, 4. And you don't have to play a lot of them. Because if you play a lot of them, you won't be able to keep up. And that's exactly what this page is designed to do, is only put the eighth notes in for short bursts, all right? The first thing we talked about was when you play three notes such that the first note lands on beat one and the third note lands on beat two, you know you're playing eighth notes at the right speed, demonstrating 1, 2, 3, 4. You know? Yeah. So what I've written there, for example number one, we are gonna play 1 and 2, 3. We're gonna add the and that's what's example one. It's just that rhythm over and over. Like 1, 2, 3, 4. If I play chords and you do that, da 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 da. Good. For you listening, we don't know what your eighth note tempo is. You might be faster or slower here, but hopefully you can hang with us, because 120 is a relatively, you know, like medium tempo. So good, that's good. That was number one. And then the other examples are putting it on different parts of the bar. Number two would be 3, 4. Using D minor pentatonic. I didn't really talk about what we're using.
D minor
pentatonic, because it's the relative minor of the key of F. You're using a D minor pentatonic. D minor. I'm just explaining for those who are listening. And I skipped that step. But here we go, like 2, 3, 4. Good, so I'll play the chords, you do it. Gonna move on to number three. You can always go home and practice these more. But you tell me what it would sound like. We'll put the eighth note on the third beat. I'll pause the recording. So since you're struggling, I'm glad, because this is a teaching opportunity for everyone. Always be able to say the rhythm before you play it. So no guitar for a minute. Just count four with me. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2. And then only say what's printed.
One,
and so it'll be
3 and 4.
So let's do one. You're almost there. Like 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2. Let's leave the word two out. 1, 3, 4. 1, 3. For now, let's put the end of 3. 3 and 4. 1, 3 and 4. 1, 3 and 4. Now you play it. There you go. Nice. That sounds good. That was good. We're going to move right along to number four, which is on the fourth beat. See if you can say it before we play it.
Okay. Right. Like, 1, 3, 4, and 1, 3, 4.
Yeah, except you're a little bit behind. So listen to the metronome too. Like 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. Notice the one, click on one is different.
Okay. 1, 3, and 4. 1, 3, and 4.
That's number three.
That's
so you're on
okay.
it.
One.
Wait for the click, like
one,
three,
okay.
four, and two, three.
1, 3, 4, and 1.
Perfect.
3, 4, and 1.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Good, so. That's very good. Is to either get a put the metronome on or some kind of looper. Again, I'm gonna just loop the first four chords, and I'm gonna play all four in random combinations. So. So there's my looper. It might not be perfect, but it's close. And I'm just gonna random. Try to do at least one of each.
Yep.
So that's awesome. And now you got space and technique. There's from there we go to phrasing. So this is just step one, but you're integrating technique with phrasing. And step two would be like how to organize your phrases so that you can start to tell a story. But this is like basic integrating technique to build phrasing. It's great. It's great stuff. Have fun with this stuff.